Right, well, welcome to the podcast. We have a head of a council in Western Australia has decided to allocate public funds to paying a sex worker. Spider, if you were the head of the council yourself, how much would you allocate from the public budget for sex workers?
Well, look, in WA, their borders have been shut for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, are they part of Kalgoorlie? Because they still have the skimpies in Kalgoorlie.
I don't know if they're part of the Kalgoorlie Council.
I need more information. What is this about?
It's so a Western Australian council.
They're paying them for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Using public money.
Treated himself to $50,000 worth of sex worker service. Kaboinga.
Yep.
Do you think it's enough, Peter?
Oh, look, I think 50,000. It's been 18 months of lockdown, so...
They're not locked down, without members of the opposite sex there. There still are people around.
Yeah,
I know, but the FIFOs, they don't fly in, fly out anymore, so they're only
just
local.
In.
They're just in.
Mm. Oh, so you think it's some sort of JobKeeper thing for the sex worker?
Yeah. Right. I think it's only fair that, you know, you got to put your... Yeah, did I get JobKeeper?
Not sure, but I do know that he had been creating fake invoices.
Yeah, this is what I don't like. Yeah, he's got to be above board and say, you know what, it's for relaxation.
And they get JobSleeper.
Yeah, JobSleeper.
how many times was that visit for that money?
They didn't say.
We could have worked out the annual fee. I remember a girlfriend of mine, just a friend that was a girl, went down this path after school.
Working or paying?
Working.
Right.
And she kind of said, how else can I make $100 an hour laying on my back? And I was
plumbing.
Like, well, you're right.
That's
you can't.
True.
So
plumbing.
Yeah. So there you go. There's $100 an hour. And if it's 50,000, that's a lot of hours.
Depends. $100 isn't that much, though, because... I can tell a story I've never told on radio.
Okay.
Spider knows this.
Oh, here we go.
It involves Singapore.
Oh, not Western Australia.
Look, you're thinking now.
Yeah, I'm
It involves an incredible place with four floors.
Right.
Yes.
That I went to with your mate, Spider, Rooster.
Yeah.
Right? Now, we decided that by the fourth floor, I'd had a few, and I thought, these girls, they're all right, but I wonder how much I'd be worth.
Yeah, just put a price.
I wanted to know what someone would offer.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't think it through.
No.
You don't at 2 o'clock in the morning after 3 days on it.
I know, let's do it. So I got my mates to see and point me out and say, you know.
How much?
And a lovely Indian businessman said $1,000 for the night.
Wow.
For what?
It's only $50.
I didn't think
it's only 50 visits.
And then I didn't think it through of then he actually wanted to and I was like, oh no. And he's like, am I that ugly that you're even turning me down? I said, no, I'm not one. I'm sorry. I was doing a bit of a social experiment, of Carrie Bradshaw, Sex and the City, to see how much I'd be worth.
God almighty, if I'd been offered $1,000 for a night's worth of my services, I'd have taken it.
I think you're safe, Flan.
But then straight after that,
ow!
I had a false sense of confidence.
Right.
And I went, you girls on the poles. And I got up on the pole.
How'd you go?
Bent a bit. And then the DJ literally scratched the song. I went, excuse me to the lady on the pole. No one wants to see that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So then
I
was
deflated. Hang on a second. You have evidence that someone's prepared to pay $1,000
for it. No, after that it depreciated to $50 a night.
Yeah. So anyway, the councillor over in WA.
Sorry,
Yeah. So what would you put down if you've had to, you know, as a CEO of the council in Western Australia?
Well, did you know the Daily Planet, which was a famous knock shop there in St Kilda?
Was it? I thought it was a newspaper.
No, it was, I know, but it was both, but it was one of those shops you go to for relaxation. But... on your statement, it would come up as the Elston Wick Hotel.
That's clever.
Yes.
Very clever.
Because I was wondering, and was going to ask you, what do you think he put down on these fake receipts?
Elston Wick Hotel.
I was thinking $50,000 worth of trenching.
Oh, ew.
Stick with us. There's worse jokes than that to come. We're going to talk grand final shenanigans on the Gold Coast. Lots of teams are winning their GFs at the moment and misbehaving like two bob watches. School camps, oh, my God, there's 1,000 kids who all got gastro. Happy, happy, joy, joy. And the leader of the free world, Joe Biden's going to join us to chat. And Elon Musk may well drop in.
Big summit at the moment in the States. That's what ScoMo's over there for with Joe Biden.
Well, the President of the United States joins us right now. Joe Biden. Hello, sir.
Hey, well, if it isn't my good friends from Austria's Goldschlager Forest, man, the Bridgerton Spick and Span. How you doing? Good to be here.
It's close, sir. Australia's Gold Coast Triple M with Bridge Spider and Flan, mate.
Well, the more the merrier. Good to be with you too, pal. Hey, by the way, I don't know if my press secretary, Jen Psaki Bomber, told you yet, but please, no questions about Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's testicles, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm
not in the mood for medical questions. That's Dr. Fauci's department, man, along with the COVID boosters and vaccines and the mask mandates. Dr. Fauci's used to handling lots of balls, man.
Please, excuse me, sir. Come on.
But by the way, I spoke to your leader, that leader guy from down under there.
Skymar.
Yeah, you know him. Yeah, he's got his hands full with those anti-vax jokers and melatonin, man.
Yeah, it's Melvin, sir. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, those people might as well be Trumpers with Australian accents, Jack. They don't believe in science, and they're missing teeth, too.
President Biden, do you know that France is mad at your country now as well? So mad, in fact, that President Macron pulled the ambassador out over this nuke sub deal you secretly made with Australia and the UK.
Folks, here's the deal. We just hit a little bump in the road there with Pepe Le Pew, with the old macaroni, President Mac and Cheese macaroon. Look, you can't blame me. I need to be told everything and given a note to remember. Mm-hmm. So someone on my team dropped the ball, man.
Yeah.
Hey, boy, that's been happening a lot these past 8 or 9 months. But don't worry. All's going to be forgiven. I'm sending Mackerel a huge care package of all his favorite things, including a big box of those cute little party balloons from over there that we get at my grandson's birthday, the French ticklers.
Those
are so much fun. Jilly will tell you, she loves them.
Hey, can we ask President, you and Elon Musk having a bit of a crack on Twitter recently over your White House's refusal to acknowledge the successful SpaceX all-civilian crew launch into space and the safe return to Earth. It was
Look, I'm going to tell him how incredibly proud I am, man. And of course I'm going to congratulate him and all the brave, civilized people who went up in the safe sex rocket of his.
SpaceX.
Yeah, you know the thing. Look, I heard their budget for the space launch. That was more bloated than Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's yam bag. It's okay, though, because Elon, he's got money to do that.
I'll just jump in there. You're not going to believe this, but we actually have another call coming in. It's actually Mr. Elon Musk himself. Good morning, Elon.
You're kidding.
Good morning. Yes, it's a distinct honor and pleasure to be with all of you on the Triple M Gold Coast.
I
wanted you to know that I listen to the show quite frequently.
Really?
Quite frequently. I understand that you have some competition breakfast shows in your market. Is that right?
Well, we don't talk to them a lot. No. I'm not sure how annoying they are.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is I've hatched a plan to deal with their problem specifically. It's brilliant.
Okay.
Brilliant plan.
Really? What's the guy?
So my scientists from SpaceX and Tesla Labs will invite your competition to come visit our SpaceX facility in California.
Okay.
And when they're not looking, we're going to launch them into space.
That is a dream come true. We thank you for that, Elon. It's so nice. And do you have something to say to President Biden? Because
you two aren't happy with each other.
You know, I just wanted to call in, Mr. President, and personally issue a sincere apology to you for the unruly outburst on social media. I had just finished another gravity bomb. It was pretty strong. It was a brand-new hydroponic strain of sativa that Kryptonite Crunch, I believe it's called. Kryptonite Crunch. And I became a highly emotional butthurt nerd, and I began crying and tweeting like a little teenage bitch. And for that, I'm truly sorry. Truly sorry.
Oh, you know what, Enron? It's like I always say, let bygonads be bygonads, man. I think you're one of the most innovative untrained whores in the entire country.
I think he means
really
entrepreneurs,
do.
Elon.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. I think.
Boy, you and my son Hunter would really hit it off, Eli. Yeah, you could get stoned and then buy all his crappy artwork from him.
Might leave it there, eh?
Yeah. Why not?
Goodbye, Elon Musk and President Joe Biden.
Live long and prosper. Live long and prosper.
Hey, Jello time for Grandpa Joe, guys. Gotta go.
Here it is. Imagine you get this phone call. Your kid's away at camp. You are having the time of your life at home. And you find out that they've all got gastro and you have to go and pick the filthy animals up.
You imagine these kids. Okay, we have a lot of freedoms here in Queensland, but at Landsborough, a lot of Queensland kids from around the state all gather. All the scout kids. So cute. Dib, dib, dob, dob, whatever they
do. Do they still have scouts?
Yeah.
Yeah, they sure do. Oh,
that's great. The scout camp, Cubberoo. It was at Rocky Creek campsite.
That's it.
Or should I say Sloppy Creek?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, but this is not good.
What happened?
There was a gastro outbreak. Oh. Over 1,000 children and
not
parents and teachers.
Oh, there you go. That was the first incident.
That's how it is.
Fair warning. There'll be lots of fart noises and giggling in the next couple of minutes.
That was 2.8 on the Richter scale.
What happened, Bridget?
Oh, Bridget.
The worst thing is we all find this really funny. There's no one in this room that's going to pull anyone else up on this.
Can you please tell us what happened? It starts with one. Yeah.
And then being kids, they all hang out together. Yep. And you're my bestie, arm in arm, whatever. And they go, anyway, they've all got it.
Mm-hmm. So was it food?
Oh, excuse me, I haven't been well.
Is it food?
Or? No. We just know.
Gastro. It's usually a bug.
Here we are. Yeah, it's terrible. And so now, right, so then to make it worse. Yeah, well, get it out, a lot of you. So now they're all gone home to their parents.
Oh, good.
And the parents are going, oh, fantastic. Now the whole household.
Oh, my God, Rod McLeod. For God's sake, that's not acceptable.
He actually did bring that in.
That's
off his phone.
He recorded that?
Yeah.
Like Bruce Springsteen recorded
stuff?
Don't
stop. Enough. He did. Oh, I don't want to think of that.
So this, you're saying this is the...
Robert Cloud, this is no joke.
Please stop it.
I had no idea he was in the Scouts.
Stop it.
He's a scout leader.
I had no idea this was going this way. Anyway.
It's not me.
Anyway, Bridget.
Just for goodness sake.
Gastro. I thought you had to get on cruise ships like this. Anyway, massive just like explosion.
They call us the Ruby Princess.
Oh, crikey. I'm flashing back to my childhood. That's my father.
Okay, we need to move on quickly. Yes. Okay. So, what happened to your school camp? For your son? What are you doing? 925666. No. What happened at yours? This stuff happens all the time. Now
we got flooded out, Merbau North. I still remember. We got flooded out, and all the tents got rained, and they just went pear shaped. Yeah. So we all had to sleep in a massive gymnasium, and all of us, and nothing. We didn't have blankets. We didn't have anything because everything was wet.
Oh, yeah. No.
And we're just all just sleeping on the gymnasium floor for two nights.
Same thing for us at the Canberra camp. We went for the school camp, and we all went to bed. It was like four of us in the tents, right? Mm-hmm. And we were sleeping on Lilo's. The first thing I knew that the camp had flooded, I thought I'd wet the bed. And then I realised that the Lilo's were going around in a circle inside the tent.
Wow.
I was in a different spot that I went to bed in.
In Landsborough, there was a camp.
Okay.
All right. Now, no Cub Scout knot can get you out of this situation. Okay, so... gastro went through the whole lot of them.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I tried not
to. Go to the toilet.
I'm going now.
How many?
Yeah, how many people were there?
750 children, all the teachers, and staff.
Like, staff, everybody went through had it like gastro.
Went through it like absolute wildfire.
Yeah, I think 25 ended up in hospital. So
really?
They
really
get
bad.
The badge.
Yeah, they're dehydrated. Completely dehydrated.
They're empty. They're a completely different colour.
Oh, dear.
See, that's the only reason to stockpile toilet paper, people.
This is so, but, you know, then they're told, get out, you're all going home. So the parents are like, fantastic, thank you.
Why don't you just quarantine
them all there, let them get over it, send the bad ones to hospital.
Leave them at camp for sure.
Yeah. I mean, now they're spreading it even more. So you've got to be careful with that. But when it comes to old school camps, we'd love to know 1-300-925-666, what happened to you? I remember going on one. Again, no budget.
Do you remember where it was, Bridge?
No. Oh, I know we got in a bus. We were somewhere out west. I don't know. And we turned up and it was like dung 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 dung.
Oh.
Mummy and Daddy were brother and sister, and they ran a camp, and their kids were weird, and Anyway, so then they're like, anyway, we're going to show you these chooks. They showed us the chooks, and didn't warn us. They were going to cut the heads off the chooks. We were eight.
Just going, what?
And then I had to prepare the chicken nuggets for dinner.
And fresh.
I'm like, they're like, yeah, that's the one that you just watched. It was a harrowing experience watching these chickens without heads running around in circles, literally. It was terrible.
What was this called? Murder camp?
Yeah. I think it was. Wolf Creek, something. Yeah. I can't remember.
I'd rather go to a scouts camp than that, I think.
Me too.
Well, let's ask Ron, because Ron went to a scout camp, didn't you, Ron? This is triggering for you, is it, mate? What happened?
Oh, yeah, mate. I was a Cub Scout from up in Brisbane.
Oh, yeah.
And we had, when I was about 8 years old, we had a massive jamboree in Brisbane, right? And we copped the fatal three.
Oh.
We copped the gastro, we copped the flu, and we copped flooding.
What order did they come in?
Oh, yeah.
First of all, there were a few of us started getting sick and the sniffles and all this, and all this came. And then that night, the bloody heavens opened up. And next thing, you know, there's around about 3,000 kids there, and we're all being shuffled into these tiny huts, right? And we're watching the water rise, and we're starting to talk amongst each other. Who can swim here? Right.
And then the gastro hits in.
And then you don't like to swim away from that.
I can turn around and tell you, they had to bring the army in to get us out.
Oh, my God.
Right? And it was the most unpleasant ride I have ever had in my life because my two mates were as crook as dogs, right? And believe you me, there were quite a few trousers that needed to clean down.
That sounds like the original quarantine there, Ron. That's what
should have
happened.
Oh, wow. Sounds like Wuhan.
Consequently, I left the Cub Scouts the next year.
I don't blame you, Ronnie. Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Ronnie. Got your pearling badge and then left. Big congratulations to the Griffith University Knights who've won their sixth premiership in a row. Also, the Broadbeach Cats who had a win. Against who, Spide? Who did they knock over?
Maroochydore Saints, I think.
The Sunshine Coast copped it, and good on the Broadbeach Cats. We followed their partying shenanigans, and we want to talk to you about other teams and what they get up to after winning a GF. Tell us about some grand final celebrations going on around town at the moment. Uh-huh. We've got one eye on the Broadbeach Cats who had a good victory the other day.
Yeah, they beat Maroochydore, and they celebrated hard on the Saturday night and the Sunday, and then went mad Monday, which is always nice. Yeah. Mad Monday's the greatest day of all time.
Then, of course, there was the Griffith University Knights who won the rugby union for the sixth time in a row.
Wow.
And the skipper was saying in his 4 years there, it's the best they've ever played in the first half. So they'll be having good celebrations. But you made a great point, Bridget, that, you know, six in a row, you'd be a little bit over it, wouldn't you?
Ugh. Celebrating?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think you would be.
I don't ever win anything. Yeah. I reckon I'd be going for years.
But every team's different though, Flan. Every team's different. There's always, you might have one or two, maybe 10 of the same players, but every team has a couple of different players. Some of them will be celebrating for the very first time.
Yeah, some are truly natural ringleaders when it comes to shenanigans around celebrations.
I loved it years ago when it was Palm Beach. And we woke up to the paper, and all over the Gold Coast Bulletin was vandals have ruined Palm Beach cricket ground.
Yeah.
Somebody had gone on there and done burnouts, and they're trying to find footage of all these vandals. And we're like, we're on air, aren't we, Bridge? We're going, well, hang on. Just have a look back 2 days. You won the premiership in the senior level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair chance you would have had the party there on Sunday afternoon. And then Sunday night, the boys just got their cars and thought, you know what? We'll just try and do a couple of burnouts in the middle of the pitch.
Allegedly.
No. It ended up costing him $20,000 to fix.
Huge cost.
The footy club had to pay for it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Officer Bridge and Spider. Officers, they sorted it out.
Yeah. Detectives.
Well, I can tell you that I found out that there is a local team who are celebrating a win, who none of which now have any eyebrows, eyelashes or hair on their arms after building a big bonfire and all of a sudden all of them becoming firewalkers.
Oh, no.
What?
Yes. If you want to ring up and dob on them, I'm happy to take your phone call. I'm not allowed to say, or otherwise won't get any more goss.
I remember, just look for a very bald person.
Yeah. I remember Malcolm.
And they smell really bad. All that burnt hair.
Malcolm Blight did that during a pre-season, got the Adelaide Crows to do a fire walk.
Mm-hmm.
And Nigel Smart missed 6 weeks with burnt feet.
I remember Nigel Smart was his name.
Nigel Irony. Yeah.
I remember up in Brizzy, the Western Bulldogs, I believe, won a premiership. Mm-hmm. Might have been their local rivals. And the Western Bulldogs had beautiful ground, one of the best rugby union grounds in the country, surrounded by beautiful big trees. And they got a massive bulldog on the top of their club. It's made out of fiberglass, and it just went walking.
Oh.
It took all sorts of tools and oxy and giant spanners to get the thing off the roof. It was bolted down, but they got it, and congratulations to Queensland University Rugby Engineering Division. Yeah, it's the hijinks that you get up to when you're overjoyed with the result, or perhaps you're not so overjoyed, you get angry and destructive. I don't know. But I've heard some magnificent stories lately of local teams celebrating. Here we got Spike.
Yeah, Jason Labrador. Jace, what have you heard?
Yeah, mate, just wanted to touch on the Palm Beach celebrations before when the 20 grand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when they did some donuts in the middle of the oval when they thought it was some hoons, but it ended up being the boys of the footy club.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was.
Yes, of course, allegedly. Yeah, now it was allegedly reported that it was a $20,000 damage, but it was only $3,000 damage, and the players actually funded that all through their own pockets.
Okay, that's all right then. They saved themselves 17. How much did you have to pay the three?
Allegedly, my fair share.
Thank you for calling, Jace. We really appreciate it, mate. I think the difference between the $3,000 and the $20,000 for that grass was street value, mate. So we appreciate your call.
Hey, Jace, ticket for you in the meat tray, mate. You're
allegedly.
Ticket.
You allegedly might win that tomorrow. Kyron's called through from Bundle. What inside information can you share, Kyron? What have you got?
Yeah, well, I was at the Brodie Cats Grand Final on Saturday at the Southport Sharks and had to take some of the boys back to the club. And then I got a text from a mate of mine last night saying the party went till Tuesday morning.
Oh, that's a good effort.
So it went for 4 days.
For 4 days. And that's good because then, you know, this weekend, what I love about it is you think 4 days was good, but then you have your best and fairest. So then you know it's going to be another couple of days.
And then best on ground.
Yeah. That's that. We're done. We're off home now. So if you want to tune into the show, it's 5 a.m. weekdays on 92.5 The Gold Coast, Triple M.